Brothers.
Hi, good morning. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is Mr. Kim available?
Sure, hang on one second.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, this is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. Is Mr. Kim?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure you're a busy guy. I don't want to take a lot of your time. Just wanted to follow up with you on a couple of financing offers we emailed out to you. And you guys have you pre-approved, actually, based on your relationship with BBC and Bank. And I was in touch with Felix, actually, a couple months back. He mentioned that you might have some projects coming up around this time that might require some external funding. So just kind of wanted to introduce myself, see if there's anything I can help you with right now. Like I said, we operate in the same network as BBCN. are you in the middle of that project, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, right at the but you know what? It's the I don't want it the you know, actually, I don't know who you are, but you, even though you gave me the you introduced me the yourself, but it's a very dangerous the talk about the financing matters on the phone. So is there any way that I can verify the you and your company?
Yes, absolutely. My name is Julian Martinez. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. You can find me on LinkedIn. We also have a website. It's just bankofcardiff.com. We've been on for 14 years. You could check out our Google Plus customer reviews, which I'm also on. if you're at a computer right now, you should be able to Google me. If you type in Julian Martinez, Bank of Cardiff.
Just a minute.
No problem.
Bank of Cardiff, you said?
Cardiff. It's C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Cardiff?
Cardiff, correct. Yeah, if you Google Julian Martinez, Bank of Cardiff, LinkedIn, it's going to be the first link that pops up. I'm in San Diego.
Are you in San Diego?
I see. Yeah, do you see my LinkedIn?
No, actually, I go to the Bank of Cardiff first.
Okay. Yeah, so check out our website.
You say it's the Julie...
Julian. Yeah, Julian. J-U-L-I-A-N.
Julian Hachi... no. Julian Hachi Bank Cardiff?
No, Julian Martinez. It's M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z.
M-A-R-T Martinez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you type in Julian Martinez, Bank of Cardiff, LinkedIn. You familiar with LinkedIn?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, cool, yeah. Julian Martinez, Bank of Cardiff, LinkedIn, and it's going to be the first one that pops up.
Yeah, I got it here.
You see me smiling with my pearly whites in the picture? That's me. You can see I graduated from San Diego State University, degree in finance. You can see that I'm an MBA student in the evening at UCSD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is the my pre-approved the maximum?
Well, we've done up to 700K loans. Generally, the pre-approval max we say is 250 to 500K, but it really depends. I mean, if we can make a case for you and you need $1 million, we can do it. If it's something that we can approve you for, like I said, we've been around for 14 years, so we have access to a lot of resources.
Yeah, but Julian, let me ask a question. What is the interest rate?
Well, it depends. It's not just one interest rate. We have a range of programs. so we do equipment financing, working capital. The working capital is unsecured, so it's a little more expensive than your typical like secured loan. And the terms range anywhere from 3 months up to 36 months, kind of just depending on what you're looking to do.
No, I think it's just that the probably between 6 months to 8 months between that, because the we have a whole bunch of the... you know, several projects that comes up at the one time, so that's why
right.
I needed some. I believe I needed to prepare some capitals. And I actually I have the bank credit line of credit, but it's the I'm trying to compare the what's the your interest rate.
Yeah, well, line of credits are operated a little bit differently because you have a max, and it could be. Say you have $1 million maximum.
For example, it's just at $500,000.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, with a line of credit, if you have half a million available and you're using all half a million, it could be really dangerous for your credit score. These are different. It's not going to show that you have a high balance on your credit report. In fact, these don't even go on your personal credit. They just go on your business credit. So it's a little bit different. It's also not compounding interest. So we give you a fixed payback where you have a specific term, fixed payments, and there's a clear separation of principal and interest, and you know exactly what you're paying back before you even begin the loan. So we make it very easy for you. We don't attach APR to it because a lot of these programs aren't annualized. They're going to be more short term. So you said you have 500K available on your line of credit. How much? So you haven't used any of it yet?
No, not at all.
Okay, gotcha. What kind of interest rate do you have on it?
It's actually at I think that we have a 5 right now.
5%? Okay, and that's through your bank, right? And that's through your local bank?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And how much are you looking for? Is that 500K gonna cover you, or are you looking for more, or?
No, I think that the 5K is the maximum I needed right now, though, so I don't need more than that, I guess.
Okay, cool. Typically, what we'll do is we'll approve you for the maximum amount possible. And if you only need, like, say we approve you for 250K and you only need 150K, you only have to take 150K. So it's flexible. So typically, we can get you an approval within 24 hours, and I can get you more information about like the cost of a loan and things like that, because it's going to depend on a number of
No,
factors.
you didn't. You passed me. You passed my point. The just the give me the what is the how you apply that the interest rate and the what is the you charge for fee or anything. So I want to know the before processing.
Okay, yeah, so I have a customer who borrowed 100K. This is about a week ago. They borrowed 100K. They have a 6 month term and they're paying back 105K. So there's nothing hidden or anything like that about it. You don't have to calculate.
How much you said? 105K, so $5,000 is in the 6 month. You say the 6 months or the per month? 6 months.
Correct.
It's $5,000 the interest rate or whatever it's the fee, it doesn't matter. So it's the $100,000 they borrowed for the 6 months and then they paid the $5,000.
Correct. So the effective APR on that would have been like 10%. So, but it really depends on what you're looking to do. There has to be a need or an opportunity. People don't just borrow money to borrow money. So this guy borrowed money because he was able to buy inventory at a discount. He was saving 20% on a discount on the inventory. So he paid us roughly 10% APR. Well, it was actually 5% effective because it was only 6 months. So he still made 15%. You see what I'm saying? We charged him 5%. He made 20% because he got a 20% discount on that inventory. And it was a mutual gain on both parties. You see what I'm saying? So that's kind of the way we put together these loans. Have you done working capital financing before or no?
No, I never. I never.
Okay, gotcha.
I never. So
Yeah,
this is the first time.
yeah,
So,
it is.
many company call me, the last day that but I don't need it to the I'm not interested at the third party finance institute. I already the relationship with the local bank, and
Yeah.
So I don't need it the third party. I mean, it's the financing institute, any other company. So.
Right, yeah, you don't have to eliminate your bank to work with us. For a lot of our customers, we're more like a secondary resource. So when your banks, if your bank cannot meet your need, then you can come to us. That's sort of the way we operate for a lot of our customers. For some customers, we are their primary lender. Some of them we're like a secondary resource. So say if your bank gives you the 500K, you need 200K more, we kind of can fill in those gaps. After the recession, 2008, 2009, the banks got a lot more regulated and they're not able to take as much risk. So they're a lot more conservative than they used to be when lending money. I'm sure you have some experience where you went through your bank, had some sort of issue where you were looking for a certain amount, they couldn't get it to you because too high of risk or whatever, whatever objective or whatever objection they gave you, I don't know. Have you experienced anything like that with your bank before?
No.
Cool. So you've been pretty good with like cash flow and things like that. Are you guys growing? Are you a growing business, or are you kind of like in your mature stage?
Growing business, and then we got the several project at the one time, and we didn't get the three project started at once, and then we have a little bit I believe a little bit tight at our capital, so that's why I ask you
Right, and you don't want to turn down these projects, right? Because they might not come back, you know.
No. Definitely, we're going to start it. One project already started. We just got the another project, and then another project this week or next week, tomorrow or the next week. So we have the. I think three or four projects simultaneously we're going to start it.
Okay, I gotcha.
I needed a little bit tight at the capitals, so I didn't talk to my bank yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I talk to bank and then if they allow to increase our line of credit, so I don't need any money from outside. So, if they are afraid of increased my credit line, and then I need some capital from outside.
Yeah, that's great. Do you want me to send you an email with my info so you can contact me once you get some feedback from your bank?
Okay, so you say that the $100,000 is 6 months. They pay the $5,000. It should be it's 5%, you said?
Well, that's just an example. It's unsecured cash, so it's going to be for sure more expensive than your bank, because your bank gives you a line of credit, but it's secured by your checking account, because they have your checking account, they have all your information, they know where you live. This is a little bit different. It's unsecured cash, so it's not going to be like a 3 or 4% APR. It's a little more expensive, but we're gonna customize it for you. We want to make sure that you win with this loan. We want to make sure it helps you grow, you know.
Okay, so the my point is, if it's the high interest, that there is any hidden fee or something like that, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to go for it.
Yeah, no, there's nothing hidden or anything. I'm just letting you know that it's not secured by your bank. Your bank is going to give you the best interest rate that's out there. There's nothing that's going to compare to it. But if there's a specific need that you have that your bank cannot meet, you know, we can help you. So it might be, a little more expensive than your line of credit, but if it makes sense and you need it to help grow your business and take on these projects, you know, then obviously you can be the judge if it makes sense or not. but once we get you an approval, there's no obligation or anything. You have the approval sitting there for typically a period of time, and if you decide that you needed it, we can deposit it into your account.
Yeah. Well, what else do you need the information? I mean, if I applied, and what document do you need it?
Yeah, it's a one-page credit application. We look at your previous 6 months of your business bank statements. We do sort of a cash flow analysis and kind of project what we think you're going to do for the next 6 months. And then we need your 2015 tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
Yeah, 2015. Yes, we did it.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it's just those three things: the credit application, 6 months bank statements, and then your 2015 tax return. And then we can typically get you an approval within 24 hours or so. And like I said, there's a broad range of programs that we have. It's not just one interest rate, one program. And a lot of these programs are customizable to whatever your specific need is.
Okay. Send me the email, and then I'll look it up and think about it, and then I will reply to you.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate your time, Mr. Kim.
I need to talk to my bank first anyway.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. And feel free to do some more research on us. What's your email address, Mr. Kim?
Okay, my email address is the dk.2bros, B-R-O-S, @gmail.com.
Okay, what was the first part again? I got two bros at Gmail.
DK. D is Delta K is Kilo. Number 2, Bros, BROS @gmail.com.
Perfect. I'm going to send you an email right now, and you'll have my direct phone number in there, so feel free to call me if you have any other questions,
okay.
And I'll follow up with you maybe on Monday or something, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you, bye. Sir. My pleasure. Bye.